It's September 15th, 2023, and here is a special edition of Daily Headlines. We're coming to you a little bit earlier today. I wanted to get this out as soon as possible because both sides have now made their closing arguments, and all that's left is for senators to decide a verdict in the impeachment trial against Attorney General Ken Paxton. It's hard to believe that this process started just last Tuesday, and now it rests in the hands of Texas senators. The process for Paxton's impeachment began in March of this year when the House General Investigating Committee tasked a group of investigators with looking into Paxton. Their report largely rehashed the ongoing indictment of Paxton on securities fraud charges that have been likened to a political prosecution for 8 years and have been the focus of multiple campaigns. An additional main focus of their investigators' report was a settlement reached with four former employees of the Office of the Attorney General who say that they were fired unfairly. In October of 2020, 8 of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's top aides accused him of bribery and abuse of office after being terminated from employment. 4 of the employees filed a whistleblower lawsuit against Paxton where they alleged that Paxton did political favors for Nate Paul, a real estate developer and donor, by having his office intervene in his legal disputes. Just days after the report was presented, the House met in a Saturday meeting over Memorial Day weekend and voted 121-23 to impeach Paxton on 20 charges of misapplication of public resources, bribery, obstruction of justice, abuse of public trust, and disregard of official duties. In the House, it was 61 Democrats and 60 Republicans, more Democrats than Republicans, that supported the impeachment, including House Speaker Dade Phelan. Paxton has temporarily been suspended from office since then, which brings us to this trial. For 9 days, the Senate has held this trial to determine whether or not to convict Paxton, which would permanently remove him from office. State Representative Andrew Murr, who led the impeachment effort in the House, told senators in his closing argument today that they discovered unprecedented abuse in the Attorney General's office. What evidence was there? If you've been following the trial and our updates, you know that there's been nothing in the way of meaningful evidence presented, let alone to convict beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard that is required here, as the Senate passed in their rules. Those witnesses, however, have often undermined the House's case throughout the trial, the very witnesses that the prosecution has brought forward. Murr said testimony was delivered by unabashedly conservative former members of the Office of the Attorney General, those so-called whistleblowers. One whistleblower, Ryan Vassar, admitted to having no evidence when reporting Paxton to the FBI. Another, David Maxwell, said he made claims to House investigators and didn't know if they were true or not. Didn't know whether or not the things he was telling investigators were true. And he wasn't under oath then either. This led to Tony Busby, one of Paxton's attorneys, referring to the whistleblowers as disgruntled ex-staffers. There is shame here, and the shame sits right there that they would bring this case in the chamber with no evidence, said Busby. If this could happen to him, it could happen to anyone. We'll get back to that in a moment. The defense also noted that some of the whistleblowers refused to investigate the FBI, saying it would be insane. Insane that the FBI might be involved in some sort of untoward or criminal activity. David Maxwell, the former Texas Ranger, would not investigate any law enforcement agency. Busby pointed this out. He says, "You think he's going to investigate the Texas Rangers? He's in the Hall of Fame, for God's sake." That was what he said. And the Bush family connection to the case was also invoked. Several of the whistleblowers have maintained legal representation by Johnny Sutton. Sutton was an advisor to George W. Bush when he served as Texas governor and was later appointed to be a U.S. attorney when Bush was in the White House. When asked how much they were paying Sutton, two of these whistleblowers admitted to never being billed for 3 years, a sweet legal deal. George P. Bush, who ran against Paxton in 2022, he's the son of Jeb Bush, reactivated his law license at the same time the whistleblowers went to the FBI. He went on to lose to Paxton in the runoff primary election last year. Tony Busby declared in his closing arguments, "The Bush era in Texas ends today." And then there was the drunk speaker comment. And one of the highlights of his closing, Tony Busby blamed Speaker Dade Phelan for expediting the impeachment process because he says he was embarrassed for being called out by Ken Paxton for being drunk on the floor of the House. I've posted that clip on X. You can check it out there. But most importantly, Busby pointed out a truth that has rung out from the very beginning of this impeachment process months ago. And that is, if they can do it to him, they can do it to you. If they can do it to him, they can do it to you. He was, of course, talking to the senators, but imagine, if they can take out the duly elected attorney general based on no evidence, based on the kind of testimony we have seen now for the past week and a half, what could they do to the rest of us? With the closing arguments over, senators will now deliberate. They're deliberating right now as we talk before making their decision. The prosecution needs 21 senators, or two-thirds, to remove Paxton from office. If a decision is not reached by 8 o'clock tonight, they will meet again tomorrow morning, and the day after that, and the day after that, until they come to a decision. Whether they'll receive that decision tonight is an open question. If a decision is not reached by 8 o'clock tonight, they will meet again tomorrow morning, and then the day after that, until they do come to a decision. We'll, of course, be following the story closely, so be sure to stay tuned. For more news of the day about this trial and about everything else going on in the Lone Star State, follow me on X at @BWaltons or go to TexasScorecard.com.